Hello, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk About Time, the weekly-ish podcast helping you get things done and seriously shake up your relationship with time. I'm your host, Kat, and I share weekly bite-sized episodes for solo business owners who want to get hours back in their days, achieve more in less time, procrastinate less, and have more fun. Want to learn more about creating time freedom in your business? Download my three simple time freedom systems for solo business owners at cathuntervea.com/simple systems. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 3. Thanks for joining me. And this one is a big one. It's something I've been getting a lot of questions on, and I actually genuinely have. I will be the first to say that in my social media posts, I have started my stories or some of my posts with, I've been getting so many questions on, and often there's not a question. Nobody's asked me the question. I've asked the question. But this topic is actually a topic that I do regularly get questions on. It's something that I talk about quite a bit with my clients, and it's how to get more rest and still get shit done. Now, when we think about rest and how we're conditioned to view rest or see rest, rest is something that happens after we work, or something that we get as a reward for work. And can I just say that that is absolute bullshit? We have been raised as a society to subscribe to this idea that we have to work our asses off for 8+ hours a day. And now we have to come home, pick up kids, we have to do dinner, we have to do cleanup, we have to do bedtime, whatever it is that we do after work. Often we're still switched on to work. So we might even be working after dinner or after our kids have gone to bed or whatever it is that we need to do after we finish. And then after we have maybe worked some more or maybe just collapsed on the couch in a heap to watch some Netflix and fall asleep, we then allow ourselves to go to bed and rest and probably don't really get the rest that we need. And I'm not going to go off on a tangent on getting the sleep that you need, because getting the sleep that you need, we know it's important, but it can be difficult for lots of us for a variety of different reasons. Whether you have young children, whether you have older children, whether you have children going through a phase, whether you're going through a phase, whether you have things going on in your life that keep you up at night, which most of us do, to be honest, whether you are stressed or anxious or dealing with mental health difficulties, or whether you have chronic illness in your family, there can be a whole host of reasons that we don't get the sleep that we need. So this is not a podcast to make you feel stressed or anxious about getting the right amount of sleep, because sometimes we just get the sleep that we get and we just can't help it. So let's just put that out there and move on. This episode is about rest, and rest doesn't necessarily mean sleep. The thing with rest is that with our model of society, where it's set up that rest is something that we have at the end of our day, that means that we're not giving ourselves any opportunity to rest our brains throughout the day. And especially now, we live in a society where we are literally bombarded with information. I was reading a book the other day. I think it was in my book, Stolen Focus. Not my book as in I wrote it. I'm not. My book, Stolen Focus. The book that I own, Stolen Focus. I was reading in my book, Stolen Focus, not by me. I will put the author in the show notes just to give credit, because I realize I've claimed authorship. And he was talking about the information that we receive every single day is literally the equivalent of hundreds of newspapers worth of information. And it's like putting our brain in front of a fire hose and turning the fire hose on full and just letting our brains are literally, we don't know what to do with all this information. So through our day, when we're jumping from one thing to the next and we are just moving through our days without any breaks, without any rest for our brains, it's literally like spraying ourselves. This image is not, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this image. Spraying ourselves with fire hose for probably 16 hours of the day, from the time we wake up to the time we go to bed. And it's just not working. I'm just going to put that out there and say that that approach is really not working. We are exhausted, in summary. So how do we integrate rest into our day and still make sure, because we all have goals, right? We all have things that we want to achieve, that we want to get done. And when we have so much that we want to do, that we want to focus on, rest can feel we are just not doing anything about it, which is the goal of rest, is to not do anything. So how do we integrate rest into our day-to-day life and still achieve what we want to achieve? So before I talk about what rest might look like, what I think one of the difficulties most of us have with scheduling rest is, and that's me included, is because our list is never ending. There is always more that we can do. There's always more that we need to do, especially if we are at work, if we have our own business, if we have children, whatever it is that we're doing, there's always more that we could be doing. And often when we try to rest, especially when we might first try this approach of resting through our day instead of waiting till the end of the day, it can feel really uncomfortable. It can feel like we are literally sitting there dicking around doing nothing while there's all these things we need to be doing. And why are we wasting time resting? That is how it can feel. But just because you can do more, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should do more. So you will always be able to do more. There is always more to do, but just because you can, it doesn't always mean that you should. So what does this mean in terms of figuring out how to schedule your rest? Part of scheduling your rest is learning to be comfortable with what you're going to achieve in a day. So setting a boundary for what you are going to achieve, whether it's picking three priority items that you want to achieve, whether it's picking a single project that you were working on that you can close out in your day, whether it's picking some activities that you'd like to do. So say an hour with your kids or an hour's yoga class or, you know, half an hour at the beach, whatever it is, deciding what is going to signal done for you at the end of your day and sticking to that. Because I think when we work from this gigantic to-do list that never ends, these giant pieces of paper or planners or online apps or spreadsheets or whatever you work out of, whether it's Asana or whatever it is, when we keep everything in a big list and or a big workbook, and we open our workbook or we open our list every single day and we look at it, we can feel completely overwhelmed, for one. And also we can feel like there is no hard stop to what we should be getting done in our day. And I think the first step to scheduling productive rest, even though I hate that term, but scheduling, when I say productive rest, I mean rest that is integrated as part of our day, that's important for us, that means that it's going to optimize us and optimize our brains to be able to achieve what we want to achieve. When we think about scheduling that, it's important to align that with a hard stop for the things that we're going to do and the things that we're going to achieve in our day. So that is the first step in scheduling your rest, is deciding and limiting what you are going to achieve for a particular day. Because if you're anything like me, if you just shove some breaks in your calendar that are labeled rest, or you put, you know, an arbitrary meditation for 20 minutes, even though you've never meditated before in your life, and you feel like today's the day that you're going to magically stick to it, you'll get to that time slot and you'll be in the middle of working on something and you'll look at your task list for the day and you'll get to that time slot and you'll delete the time slot because it's not a meeting with anybody else. It's not a traditional work task or a project task that you set yourself. It's rest. And when we've been so, so conditioned to deprioritize rest, when we have no limit to stopping on what we're working on for the day or for the hour or whatever it is, we get to our rest breaks and we think, yeah, nah, I'm not taking that. And that is how we end up never resting and then feeling bad that we haven't rested because we scheduled the rest and we deleted the schedule break. So part of making sure that you stick to you can stick to a rest schedule that works for you, a rest schedule, Arrest schedule sounds terrible. Don't make an arrest schedule. But part of being able to make sure that you get the rest breaks that you need through the day is making sure that you're not over committing to what you are going to achieve in that day. And that doesn't mean never challenging yourself and regularly under committing to what you want to do or deliberately just doing very, very little. That's not what that means. And chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're not wired that way anyway. And the idea of just doing very, very little for the sake of it will not sit well with you anyway. It just means thinking about putting a limit on the things that you want to achieve every single day and then celebrating what you achieve in that day and also integrating rest. When we talk about rest as well, I just wanted to touch on what the importance of deciding what rest actually is for you. Rest can look different for lots of different people. And it's not about judging or labeling the kind of rest that you have, because if your idea of rest for your brain is flopping down and watching Netflix for half an hour or 45 minutes, then do that. If your idea for rest for your brain is reading a book or going for a walk or having a bath, might be random if you work in a corporate office, but making a cup of tea and having it outside, whatever your idea of rest is, try different things and see what works best for you and go with that. I have noticed personally myself that when I schedule breaks in my calendar and I spend those breaks, I will get up from my desk, I'll pick up my phone and I'll walk to a different room and then I will use my phone. So this is not about judging or labeling what you want to do as part of your rest. If you find that scrolling social media is relaxing for your brain and it truly makes you feel like you've given your brain a break, then do that. But personally for me, I feel way more frazzled and unrested and not really in any different a headspace to when I started my rest if I use screens. That's just personally for me. So it's just about reflecting on the things that you want to do for your rest and what makes you feel rested, what gives your brain a break, and what helps you come back in a clearer frame of mind with a freer headspace and gives your brain the capacity it needs to just do nothing for a little bit and come back and feel refreshed. So this type of rest is the rest you want to go for. As part of trying this week, schedule some rest breaks, decide on what your limit is for what you're going to achieve in your day or your hour or whatever period is you're planning for. Try different activities in your rest and think about what works best for you. When I say activities, you don't have to actually do anything if you don't want to. You can literally go and lie in your bed or sit in a chair and do nothing and daydream. So it's just about deciding what will work for you. How is integrating more rest productive? And how does it help you actually achieve more? When you integrate rest throughout your day, throughout your week, and throughout your month, your year, the more rest you integrate, the more you will find your headspace will open up. You might notice you're more creative. You might notice you have newer ideas or come up with fresh concepts that you hadn't even thought of before when you are resting your brain. And you might find that when you are working, you enjoy it more and you feel more energized because you literally have more energy. So I hope that's been helpful. If you liked this episode, please hit subscribe. I would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you have enjoyed the last three episodes, I would love it if you would leave me a review. That would be really, really lovely. It does really help in terms of reaching more people with this podcast and helping more people create more time in their week and have more fun. Thanks for listening to this episode of Let's Talk About Time, the podcast. I've made it my mission to share everything I've learned about time with as many of you as I can. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit subscribe. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review, it really does help the podcast in reaching more people and helping them reclaim more time. Otherwise, I'll see you next week with another episode helping you shake up your relationship with time.